Welcome to Assembly Line, the podcast for entrepreneurs building on the Salesforce platform. We'll go behind the scenes with innovative founders and leaders to share their stories, strategies, and lessons to accelerate your own path to success as a Salesforce ISV. Are you looking to connect with the most dedicated founders and builders in the Salesforce ecosystem? The Assembly Line audience is made up of the exact ISV partners and entrepreneurs you're trying to reach. We're opening up a few sponsorship slots to partner with brands that can truly help our listeners succeed. If you're ready to connect with the leaders of the App Exchange, you can learn more at assemblyline.com/sponsor. That's assemblyline.com/sponsor. So today I'm excited because I'm joined by Salesforce MVP and founder of the ISV Forum, Andre Van Campen. Welcome to Assembly Line, Andre.
Thank you for the invite.
So this is funny because we are both currently in Chicago for the Dreamin' in Data conference, although we're just dialing in from our hotel rooms to do the talk. But I'm excited to have you on and share your story and your entry into the Salesforce ISV space, and specifically want to talk about the journey of founding ISV Forum. So maybe just to start, could you share a little bit how you got involved in Salesforce and what your journey's been like and what led you to founding the ISV Forum?
Yeah, sure. So I started my Salesforce journey as an accidental consultant in 2013. So this was like 13 years ago now. And from there, I've just mainly been doing consulting, like Salesforce implementation work. And in this whole journey, I worked for an ISV partner, almost ISV partner for about 3 years. What we did there, we had this amazing product, integrate their ERP system with Salesforce, and I wanted to put it on the App Exchange. That whole journey, because I was the main contact or the main driver for that whole project, that got me in touch with a lot of other App Exchange partners. And it was interesting to see the journey, how let's say bumpy that was. And then I realized, hey, maybe we should come together and learn from each other, because it felt like reinventing the wheel 100 times. And that's slowly how I started, sort of unofficially, started creating a bit of a community around, a community for App Exchange partners in the Netherlands and, let's say everything 1 hour flying from Amsterdam.
Okay. So, and what year was this when you were working at the SI partner and started entering the ISV space?
Good question. That is probably about 8 years ago. 2018. Yes.
Okay.
I remember, because that's when we were invited to come to Dreamforce and meet a lot of other App Exchange partners there who were at the same journey, the same stage of the journey to get on the App Exchange.
Very cool. So was this like an accelerator program that Salesforce put you in touch with, like their incubator that Chuck Liddell talked about on a prior episode, or was this something different?
No, it was something different. It was more just it felt like, you know, there was a group from the App Exchange teams at Salesforce. They were guiding, let's say, hand-holding us, like a group of probably 20 partners for the whole week at Dreamforce. But there was nothing like an accelerator program.
Wow, I'm sure that there are a lot of folks listening that would love to get some hand-holding from Salesforce. Is there any particular way you went about getting connected with those Salesforce individuals, or how did that come to be? How did those introductions how were they made?
We just started with filling out the standard application form, like, hey, we would like to become a partner. And our partner account manager, she was amazing, and pretty much from the first meeting, she took the lead and organized it all. So I'm not sure if this is a standard thing, and also it is, you know, it was 2018, 2019, so I'm not sure if that's still around, and if that's still a thing. But yeah, back then it was was a nice experience. But I also know that for a lot of new partners these days, like in the last, let's say, 2-3 years, the experience is like the total opposite. especially if you are a smaller partner, smaller company, or maybe with a relatively small app. Often there's a challenge that you don't even get to talk to your tour. Sorry. Often you don't even get to talk to your partner account manager because you don't know who it is.
I have heard some stories of difficulty with partner account managers, and but I've also heard some great stories as well, specifically from those representing EMEA. Seem to be a very strong group. So it's 2018. You're getting plugged into the community. Was this the same year then that you kind of unofficially launched ISV Forum, or when did ISV Forum hit the scene?
But that really only started probably 2 years ago.
Okay.
Because in the meantime, yeah, a lot of other things happened. So I was able to assist someone setting up the ISV user group in London, in the UK, and they're very successful in doing that. But then, of course, yeah, they. It was very successful, but then things changed, and now the group has definitely changed. So that also made me think like, oh, maybe someone else should not take over, but support it and keep that community together, because it was a very very active community, and that's when the idea for ISV Forum also started. So yeah, that's what we've been doing now. Regular meetups in London and in Amsterdam. And it's really the small meetups. So, you know, between 10 and 20 people, roundtable discussions, instead of the large user groups that, you know, you might be used to, 50 people. So it's, yeah, that started about 2 years ago.
Very cool. Okay. And so are these meetings ever remote, or are they always in person in either London or the Netherlands?
Yes and yes. So
Both.
we try to have them all in person, because I think also the sessions they're not recorded, and there's of course a lot of well often there's a lot of talk about things that should not leave the room. I mean, I've heard some tips and tricks being mentioned, and I'm like, yeah, no, let's not publish this, because I'm glad that worked for you, but let's not give this as advice to anyone else. But no, we are also looking into starting regular virtual meetups, because yeah, we're only a small team of two, and we can't be traveling the entire world for in-person meetups.
Sure, makes sense. And who's your other partner in crime at ISV Forum?
We have Justina Krajewska. She's also one of the co-organizers of the Amsterdam user group. So that's actually, I forgot that in the introduction. So yeah, besides being MVP, also organize Your Dreaming, which is a conference similar to where we are this week, Dreaming and Data, and the Amsterdam user group, and of course now also ISV Forum. So there's a lot of organizing events and meetups.
Yeah, it sounds like your calendar is pretty booked up doing community work. It might be tough to actually then do the boots on the ground Salesforce work, but that's great. So, how often is your dreaming?
That's once a year. So the next one is will be in 10th of December in Belgium.
Okay, nice. Is it always in Belgium, or do you move around the EU?
No, we tend to move around. So in the Benelux region, which is the three countries: Belgium, Netherlands, Luxembourg. Last few times it was in Amsterdam, and so now we should go back to Belgium.
Very nice. Okay. And is there a specific track that does it is the Your Dreaming conference specifically for ISVs, or is it just anyone in the community, or is there any focus?
It is really for anyone in the community. As long as you know what Salesforce is and how to spell Salesforce, then you're welcome. But ISV partners play a massive role in that, because they're pretty much the ones usually funding it.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's a short version. Yeah. So, and because they are there, and they have a booth, and there's also some meetups around the conference, so that also gives it a chance for them to meet.
Sure, that makes sense. Okay. And then the Amsterdam user group, does that skew more on the the technical side or toward like the ISV side at all? Or is that also kind of an open group for anyone?
It is an open group for anyone, as long as you're willing to travel to Amsterdam, because we do in person only. It is a little bit more technical. Usually we have two presentations per meetup, one a bit more technical, one a bit less technical. Yeah, definitely not developer stuff, because we also have a very active developer group in Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. So for the real technical stuff, you should go there.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, and so you mentioned this ISV user group out of London. I am not familiar with any other ISV user groups. Is this more common in the EU region to have ISV? I'm used to seeing the admin track, the developer track. I've seen some architect user groups, but ISV user groups, I'm sure a lot of listeners would be interested to learn more about.
Oh, that's one of the goals with ISV Forum, to first find which other groups there are, because most of them are not actually called a user group. I know there used to be one, I even forget the city, but somewhere in the US, I think they were really focused on the GTM, the go-to-market stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there is a very active Slack workspace, so kind of do the same, but that's more online. And I'm pretty sure in Sydney in Australia there's also like a meetup, but actually organized by Salesforce, the AppExchange teams themselves. And the more I do this, the more I talk to other partners, the more I find that there's, let's say, unofficial groups. So a group of 10, 15 partners who have known each other for a long time, then it's usually like a WhatsApp group or a Slack group. And let's organize a meetup, because recently, for instance, there's been a lot of changes in the AppExchange program. Some security changes, some program changes. AppExchange became Agent Exchange and so on. So now it's probably time for a lot of those unofficial groups to also come together. And what our goal is with ISV Forum is to help those partners as well. Like, don't want to take over, but if we can help get more people there, or maybe even get some speakers or panelists for discussion from the AppExchange teams themselves. And maybe get some funding from other sponsors and partners to make it, to make sure there's also some food or a nice venue. That's our goal, to also support those unofficial groups.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. There's definitely a lot of group community learning that can be done, I think. And I too would like to see more masterminds pop up for ISVs, because I think you put it really well earlier that a lot of people are reinventing the wheel. Right. And not even just that, I think there's a great opportunity for collaboration, right, between a lot of different ISVs that have complementary products and really should probably be trying to bundle and win together and close deals jointly if they have products that play nicely together in the same Salesforce instance. And you mentioned that there is a group that focuses on go-to-market in the States. I think perhaps are you referring to Mike Davis's Slack group?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I have seen Mike. He has a he also has an ISV-focused podcast that's really cool called, I think it's called How We Got There. And he shares a lot of great ISV stories. So I'll try to link to that in the show notes. So I think listeners might get a lot of value out of listening to that as well. Maybe down the line we can have Mike join AppSimilyLine. So ISV Forum now, how many members has it grown to since its founding?
Probably at the moment around 50 members, like 50.
Is it a paid program to join, or is it free, or how does it work if you're an ISV that is interested?
Yeah, no, for now it's free to join, but we're always looking for sponsors to help run the online and also the in-person meetups, we just want to keep it free for everyone to attend.
And so what has been from the meetups that you've been doing, what has like been the the greatest thing to see so far? Or could you share any stories about, you know, kind of group learning and the positive outcome from the group?
I think that there's two things. Sort of along in the area of reinventing the wheel every time. The last few meetups in London, we've done for instance, last time it was Gearset. We invited them to do like a fireside chat, and it was about their journey to the App Exchange. Now they have a very unusual journey because they already had the app, and then after a while, like really after a few years, they joined App Exchange. But then there's other stories like completely different angles. But in the end, everyone ends up on App Exchange, and sharing those stories with all the also sort of, you know, behind the scenes stuff that you don't usually share publicly. That really helps other people that are in the same journey for maybe the first app, but also sometimes these are companies that already have like multiple apps on App Exchange, but because the program and the process has changed, now with the new app, they feel like they feel like they're doing it for the first time. Mm-hmm. So learning from each other, that's always good to see the recognition and the surprised faces.
Very cool. Yeah. I can feel that same pain. I've been through the App Exchange security review process a number of times, and every single time it's been slightly different than the time before. So sometimes just being a veteran isn't enough to know your way around the current process. So it's great that you guys are all learning from each other. Are you struggling to make sense of the Salesforce security review? It's the number one roadblock slowing down your App Exchange launch. Security Review Partner translates those complex reports into a simple, prioritized checklist. Stop deciphering jargon and start shipping faster. Get the clear, step-by-step guidance you need to pass the review with confidence. Simplify your path to market. Visit securityreviewpartner.com today. That's securityreviewpartner.com. What would you say is like one of the biggest challenges that groups or that ISVs are sharing at your group meetings?
Yes, I think that the main thing is the, especially for when you're just starting out, the contact with Salesforce. Because Salesforce, the App Exchange teams, let's say the onboarding teams, they seem just overwhelmed with the volume of partners and apps that want to join. I think that's the main thing. So another reason why it probably helps. For communities like ISV Forum to come together and find out a lot of things together, so we don't have to ask Salesforce for a lot of questions, so they have more time to actually do the onboarding.
Sure, makes sense. Has there been any meeting where you had something shared that was kind of like a light bulb moment for you, or like some great tip that you could share with our listeners that came out of an ISV Forum group meeting?
Oh, I have to think about that one, because some of the useful tips I probably shouldn't share here.
Yes, I know. Some of them I know are maybe not to be shared publicly, but maybe it's just great sometimes to commiserate with others that are going through the same kind of sales challenges and lead gen issues, right? And
yes, you just mentioned lead gen. This is actually in the last meetup. What one of the partners was also talking about their onboarding, not onboarding, their journey towards the App Exchange. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh yeah, you know, we published the listing, and like this is also like pretty much let's say solo developer architect who just built this app, the journey himself. He said, okay, finally app is done. App Exchange listing is done. So I published it, saved it. He said, it was really late in the evening. Saved it, done, went to bed. He said, by the time I woke up, I've got my first lead.
Nice.
And then there was a question from the group, like, okay, but hey, where did this lead come in? Like, which tool, or like, did they email you, and how did they find you? And there was a bit of confusion. He's like, I just the lead generation form, like on the App Exchange. Half of the room didn't even know that existed, and that's part of that whole onboarding process. It's it is there, but you really have to look for it or find it in some checklist document that's not published all that well. It's not easy to find. So just something simple like there is a lead generation form and process and tool in the App Exchange when you have a look at, you know, manage your listing.
Right.
Not everyone seems to know that.
Wow. Well, that's great for the folks that learned that. I'm hoping that they went to bed and got some leads as well. But I think it's also an amazing story that the very first day he listed, people started finding him. I'm not sure how recently had he signed up to the App Exchange.
This is only a few months ago. It was probably January, February 2026.
Okay. I asked because I know that they've been making some big changes behind the scenes. Obviously, the rename, the rebrand from App Exchange to Asian Exchange, but it's more than just a rebrand. I know they changed search, for instance, a lot behind the scenes. So I'm wondering if this was before or after that change, and if maybe this developer benefited from the new search algorithm so that his tool could be found quickly by these leads.
I think there is yes and yes. So it actually published this before the changes with search. I think there's been two massive changes. One, I think, a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the same, I wouldn't call him developer, but the same entrepreneur. He actually contacted me a few days ago and said, I have that many customers now. I'm going to need some help. We need to grow the team. So it was also good to hear that even with the change to the new search functionality and the agent exchange,
mm-hmm.
he seems to get a lot of leads in, and which are almost all of them are converting as well. So that's really good to see, because I have heard a lot of not so positive sounds about the new search functionality.
It's interesting too, because I've heard these days some ISVs are focusing on other channels for lead gen and not so much on the App Exchange. So it's good to hear that it's a really great channel still for some ISVs. I'm curious, is his solution leverage AI or Agentforce?
I don't think Agentforce, but definitely AI.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's an AI component to it. It's a business card scanning app.
Nice. Okay. Makes sense. Yeah, because I'm sure a lot of folks are, searching for AI and AI related apps on the App Exchange. So I could see how a new app would do well if it had an AI play.
Yeah. And I think even these days, with the change in the program and the rebranding to Agent Exchange, I think for new apps, they need to have some type of AI component in there.
Yes. Okay. This would be maybe a great lesson learned from the folks in your ISV forum. I too have heard rumors that you must have an Agentforce component now to your managed package if you're a net new partner with brand new listing on the App Exchange. Is this something you can corroborate from Salesforce officially, or is this just something you've also heard from other ISV partners?
It's mainly from what I've heard from other ISV partners.
Okay.
It is on my to-do list to double check it, because I'm like, what are the actual facts and the nuances? Like, is any AI functionality fine, or does it need to be Agentforce? And is an action fine, or just all the different nuances? Because for instance, I'm also working on my own app in the background. Can't say too much about it yet, but
okay,
initially.
Stealth mode.
It was definitely not the plan to have anything AI related in there for now, because it just does not make sense. But I'm like, well, I might have to, because if Salesforce says it is needed, then yeah, gotta go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, very cool. Okay, well, and is AI and Agentforce, I'm guessing, a hot topic in ISV forum? A lot of folks chatting about how they can revamp their solution. I mean, this is one instance where I would say some of the rookies have an advantage over the veterans, because the veterans that have been on the App Exchange for a decade plus are maybe having to look at revamping their entire solution, as opposed to the rookies that are from day one knowing, okay, I need to build an Agentforce component to this.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that there's maybe a group of AppExchange, let's say vendors or companies that are kind of stuck or caught sort of in the middle, because there's, you know, some of the veterans, they often have large development teams and have probably already have something like AI related on the roadmap anyway, and they just have the resources to do it. But if you're a small team, or maybe even just one man show, how are you going to do this? So I can see how there's this three separate groups, and hopefully, like with ISV Forum, or anyone helping AppExchange partners, also like, you know, yourself with the podcast, and we can all help each other trying to figure out what are the actual facts and requirements from Salesforce.
Sure. Yeah. Do you have any, is it all ISVs, or do you have groups joining that are representing like PDOs or SIs that want to collaborate with ISVs, or PDOs that want to support them in their development? Are they those folks represented in the group, or right now is it really more like a mastermind just for the ISV founders and core team?
Yes. Well, I try to, well, that was the initial goal, like really mastermind only for AppExchange partners. But every time we have probably 25-30% of SI partners and PDO partners as well. Not often often they're not the large SI partners, so it will be like, you know, teams up to like five people, and they're there. Well, we have an idea, or we know a lot of AppExchange partners, they ask us questions, or the customer asks questions. So they're sort of in between. That we don't want to become an ISV partner ourselves, but we want to know what's happening because people are asking us as well. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I've attended before I was more involved, I also attended the ISV user group in London a few times, just because I wanted to know like about the new apps. Because every time, for instance, I go to a world tour or a Dreamer conference, there's always a vendor or an app that I haven't heard about, which could be very handy for my customers, you know, when I'm creating a solution design. So it's just sort of, let's say, window shopping and keeping all these different solutions in my toolkit.
Very cool. All right, so I wanted to ask too, you know, there are a lot of changes that came last Monday related to security for ISVs, and specifically anyone that had an off platform solution that needed to integrate with Salesforce. Was this something that came up at recent meetings? Because I know that this caught a lot of ISVs off guard and had folks on their back foot.
Yeah, definitely. There's a bit of a panic mode in the group.
Okay, good. That was happening on this side of the pond as well. So good to hear it wasn't just over here.
Yeah, and I think that the panic was more because of the tight timelines. Mm-hmm, it's more like, mm-hmm. Yes, we agree that this needs to be done, and yes, we're going to do this, but it's just difficult to add it into our current timelines and deliverables and roadmaps and update planning.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned earlier how there are one of the benefits of ISV Forum is folks sharing learning. And you mentioned some individuals didn't even know about the lead gen capture from AppExchange until that one solopreneur had mentioned it. I do recall finding the Partner Blazer Slack group very useful. They had a specific channel for these changes, and that it just made me think there's probably a lot of listeners and perhaps members of ISV Forum that aren't aware of that Slack group. So that is another good resource that Salesforce has set up. That Partner Blazer Slack group for ISVs to join and communicate.
Yeah, definitely. I also joined that a few months ago, and it's very useful. Like the stuff they share there, and it's even very recently. I forget his name, but he's the, I think, director of the new agent exchange. Program product owner manager. of the new Agent Exchange, I think that's the title, was also in the Partner Blazer Slack workspace. And I think that's just a unique opportunity to for any AppExchange partner to get in contact with him. He might not have all the answers, but he knows the people who can give you the right answers. So I think, yeah, definitely joining that Slack workspace is worth it.
Sure.
And a few times when I find stuff there, like announcements or tips and tricks, I usually then share the link to that post in the WhatsApp group that we have with ISV Forum.
Great.
Yeah. So that's usually where we ask each other questions, talk about the meetups and the logistics, but also this type of just knowledge sharing.
That's so that was my follow up question was going to be if there's a space that folks could join digitally to communicate with ISV Forum. Sounds like WhatsApp group is the way to go about doing that.
Yeah, we do have a WhatsApp group, but I know there's only a small part of the world that actually uses WhatsApp very actively. So we also have a LinkedIn group.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah. Honestly, well, I don't know. I might push back on that. I feel like WhatsApp is extremely popular, except in the U.S. I don't know why it didn't quite take off as well here, but I'm a fan. But yeah, I think it's that's great to have the WhatsApp group, but LinkedIn is probably also a good spot to be. No Slack though, huh? No Slack workspace. Yeah.
We wanted to do Slack, but I think that's more and more of a funding thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because to do that, we actually need a proper sponsor to cover the expenses because it's really not cheap, especially if you have a few hundred members. Mm-hmm. Or maybe we have to talk to Salesforce and see if we can get to a deal there.
I definitely know some groups that are getting because they're giving back to the community of Salesforce are able to get either reduced pricing or maybe even extended free tier, let's call it, on Slack. So that might be something worth looking into.
Yep, thanks. I'll definitely do that. and that's also for everyone who's not tired of having over 15 Slack workspaces.
Yes, that is. Slack workspace fatigue is definitely a thing. okay, so where do you see ISV Forum going in the next few years? What would you like to grow it to?
If all goes well, it's just going to be a... we're going to have a lot of regular meetups in all different cities, all over the world, and of course also grow the online community. So let's say just more of the same, but just bigger. And one of the spin-off projects we have is called Comparinate, and that's where we pretty much build a referral platform to drive traffic towards the AppExchange and the listings, and we do that, for instance, by recording unboxing videos with partners. So a call like this, where, for instance, you then tell me the origin story of your app, like the type of information you usually don't put in your own marketing messaging and videos. So we who are people behind it? What's your journey towards the AppExchange? And with that, we then we can then promote it, because a lot of the smaller partners also don't have the budgets or the resources to do good marketing videos. So we help them with that, and then post it on one create an online repository called Comparinate. The brand name is not out there yet. We've only claimed the domain. Watch this space for that. But that's one of the two goals for ISV Forum. Oh,
I love that idea. Can you share the URL just so folks can go check it out?
Sure. But it is Comparinate. So like the word compare, and then NATE.com.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, I'll put that in the show notes as well. I'd like to keep chatting, but I do feel like we should probably wrap up so we can actually attend the conference that we're at. But Andre, I want to thank you so much for joining AppAssemblyLine. For anyone that wants to get in contact with you or learn more about ISV Forum or perhaps join, where can they go to do that?
If you probably yeah, so the website isv-forum.com, there you see the link to subscribe to the newsletter, to join the WhatsApp group, or to reach out to me directly.
Very cool. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Best of luck to you and the team, and continuing to grow ISV Forum. Looking forward to watching y'all's continued success in the future.
All right. Thank you so much. This is amazing. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye. Building an app exchange business can be isolating. Are you tired of guessing what the right next move is to grow and scale? Don't go it alone. ISV Forge surrounds you with a curated group of fellow ISV founders who are on the same journey. We combine peer accountability with expert-led weekly webinars to help you overcome roadblocks and build a thriving business. Stop guessing and start scaling. Apply for the next cohort today at isvforge.com. That's isvforge.com.